And now, Motor Talk with David Berthon, thanks to Oscar. 800 quality used cars from the Big 12 brands.
Skoda has emerged in recent years as a serious player in the market, no longer the oddball Czechoslovakian brand, and it's flourished in recent years under Volkswagen Group ownership. While many of its European competitors have gone backwards, Skoda sales are up by 10% this year. Several months back, Skoda launched its first SUV in the form of the Kodiaq, a seven-seat mid-sized SUV in one model, a 2-litre turbo, four-cylinder petrol driving through a seven-speed dual-clutch automatic and four-wheel drive. Price, $42,990, dearer than other seven-seat mid-sized SUVs like the new Honda Civic and the VW Tiguan, but better equipped. Try nine airbags, front and rear parking sensors and a rear-view camera, dual-zone climate control, a power tailgate, sat-nav, and a host of safety elements including fatigue detection, city emergency brake and tyre pressure monitoring. The Skoda Kodiaq is a real game-changer for the brand. In fact, Skoda really benefits from access to Volkswagen's parts bin, and like the Skoda Superb sedan I drove several months back, it's an impressive newcomer. Not perfect. Access to the third row seats is difficult to say the least, and then only accommodating for small kids. Unlike some European cars, the Skoda Kodiaq has a certain softness to it, the suspension is not strapped down hard, and it's sensibly shod with good profile tyres. And it does come backed with a welcome 5-year unlimited kilometre warranty. I'm David Berthon.